You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
It's 3 a.m. The world is quiet, but maybe your mind isn't. Maybe you're lying awake, carrying a worry you can't shake. Maybe tonight feels a little heavier than most. You don't have to face the darkness alone. You're in the Night Watch. Good evening. Again, we are here. Glory to God. Another Saturday, another week with you at 3 a.m. You are in the Night Watch. Amen.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Glory to God. We're going to continue our study through the Bible with Pastor Paul in Ontario, Canada. I took notes from his sermon, and we're on Psalm 63, verse 1. Part A says that it's a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah.
Amen.
Actually, that's the part we did already.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry about that. That's what we did last week. Yeah. I am on part 2. Here we go. Psalm 63b. He says, "Oh God, you are my God. With deepest longing, that's earnestly, I will seek you. My soul," David is saying, my seat of emotions, my intellect, my will, that's what your soul is. He says, "My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs and sighs for you." Well, that sounds like a weary man, doesn't it?
Yeah. You notice that David turned towards God when he realized his situation.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than, get himself all bogged down in his thoughts, the first thing he did is turn towards God.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to, cry out, let God, this is what's happening with me,
Mm-hmm.
And as he was doing that, it was like he stepped into another place, because once you call on God, you're not per se here on the earth anymore. You're seeking him because your spirit is vexed and it needs to be lifted.
And what you're saying is like David was not longing for what's here on earth.
Right.
He was trying to rise above it all. Amen.
He's rising above it.
He's not longing for the happiness.
I love the way you interpret me, baby. You are so good.
I always have to land your plane.
Yeah, land my plane.
Your planes be flying high. I'm like, can you bring it to earth? And we all might get on.
I've been there. You know what I'm saying?
So David is not longing for any happiness, right?
No.
And there's a difference between happiness and joy.
That's right.
Happiness is based on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas joy, that's something that's internal. It's spiritual. It's a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
So if you are born again, you have the Spirit of God. And what comes with the Spirit of God is the fruit of the Spirit. And
yes.
Joy is one of them. Mm-hmm. So you want to have joy, not happiness. That's temporary.
That's right.
And also, he was not longing for religion,
mm-mm,
right? He's not seeking other gods. He's not looking for another source.
Mm-mm.
Amen?
There's only one source.
And he wasn't just longing for answers. Just give me the answers. I move on. And like I said about the one last week, we were saying that you don't just suffer consequences and say, oops, I won't do that again. I won't go that way. But you also want to learn obedience.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
So he's not just seeking an answer.
That's right.
He's looking for a person. He's looking for God himself. He's rising above it all. And you have to rise it above it all. You have to.
Yes.
In order to overcome.
That alone right there should lift you up,
mm-hmm,
when you know that you're not alone,
yes,
when you know you're not by yourself, when you know that God, is listening to you, then that should encourage you.
And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to get you by yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like this 3 a.m. session, you're all alone with just your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
No brothers and sisters around. Nobody from Christ. You need to turn on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here.
That's right.
Turn on the radio.
Turn the radio on.
Yeah, turn on some music or open your Bible. You must not be alone because the enemy will have his way if you allow him to.
Remember,
he's looking for an opening.
He meditate in the night watch.
Mm,
you see what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's what we're doing at this time, We're bringing the focus on the Word of God.
That's right. Meditating the night watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the Amplified says, I read it last week, it says, when I remember you on my bed,
mm-hmm,
I meditate and thoughtfully focus on you in the night watches.
In the night.
Amen.
Watch. That's right.
That's God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's encouraging. That lets you know you're not alone and you're not the first one to go through it. Amen.
That's right.
Go ahead. 63.1, part C says, in a dry and weary land where there is no water, in this situation, when we're in a situation where there's no water, there's no solution, we don't handle it well. Mm-hmm. We do not handle it well, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's when we need to go to him. He is the fountain of life. We will never thirst again if we remain in him.
That's right. You know, when the kids were little, you know, we lived in a place, and one morning I got up. It was, you know, my prayer time was like 5 in the morning. So I got up and I said, Lord, let the kids sleep all day today.
Oh, because,
you know, there's nothing for us to eat until Shannon get paid this afternoon, you know. And I was sitting there, and it's about 6:30 had came, and a knock came on the door. And when I opened the door, it was my godmother. She said, I was out shopping this morning, and the Lord told me to bring you these things. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You know, I knew he heard me.
Yes.
I wasn't doubting that.
Yes.
I just didn't expect it to be so quickly.
Amen. Not only that, because he goes before you. God already has the solution. We're always stressing. We're the ones that don't know what's going on, but he is not surprised by any moment in our lives.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I like to say, because I have a son who would leave the keys in the car because he couldn't turn the car off.
Yeah.
If he turns it off, it wouldn't crank up. He actually left the car under the highway, downtown Orlando, Paramore area. And if anybody's from Orlando, you know what's on Paramore.
Unlocked.
In that area. And he would walk downtown to get his paycheck and walk back. And I'm sure the Lord said, the day is the day, angels. I need you downtown Orlando, Florida. Guard that car.
Yes. This
is the day he's got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So God is never surprised at what's going on in us. Mm-hmm. We are the ones that stress it. We don't know what's going on. We can't see the way. Yes. And we don't have to see the way. We just need to see him. Mm-hmm. We need to see that he's done it before and he will do it again. Amen?
Yeah, Mama used to tell me, she said, ain't nothing going on that God don't already know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And so David, I believe David knew this. And that's why he turned and began to cry out to the Lord, even in a place where there was nothing. It was no water. It was a dry land, you know what I'm saying? Where there was nothing that could quench his longing, his thirst, per se.
Yeah.
You know, God already took care.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Yes.
And so David had an expectation of what he would do.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about Moses with that staff,
mm-hmm.
and God had already done some things with that staff, and now they're at a dead end. You got the sea in front of you, you got the mountains beside you, left and right, and you got Pharaoh coming up from behind, right? And God says, what do you have in your hand? It's not, what do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? Haven't we done this before?
Why are you crying out to
yeah,
me?
Why are you crying out to me? And he literally says that. It's written.
Yeah.
Why are you crying out to me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have in your hand?
Yeah.
So that's what we have got to do.
Yeah.
We have got to remember that he's done it before and he'll do it again.
That's right.
Amen. And he will use what he's been using, which is you, your faith.
Yes.
It is your faith that has brought
mm-hmm.
you this far. Amen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would allow you to walk in places that you knew the odds were against you,
mm-hmm.
and yet you come out unscathed,
mm-hmm.
you know, no bruises, no nothing. Why? Because God is fighting your battle.
Amen. And I was trying to think, they like to say about Moses and that sea, that's why I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
They like to say that at that season, the water goes down low, something like that, where the water is.
Yeah,
even if that were the case, God knew to deliver them at that time of the season.
Yeah,
he knew
well,
that the water's going to go down that time of the season so they could cross over. But I don't believe it's that because, mm-hmm. again, for it to come back and to wash over the other people, Pharaoh and his men.
The wind of God blew all night,
mm.
you know. And when the morning came, when daylight came, you know, that they walked across on dry ground, you know, and so God will move things out of your way,
yes,
and, you know, and so that you'll walk over in safety.
That's right, in safety.
Mm-hmm.
John 10:10 says the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Satan's MO, y'all.
Oh yes,
he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy.
Yeah, but Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. and that more abundantly.
Yes, and be that abundance. Go ahead. It means to be in the full till it overflows. Amen?
Amen.
More than enough, right?
More than enough.
Amen.
Amen. When we first got married, you know, I came home one day and we had just got our first apartment. I came home one day and you had stapled over our walkway, you know, pray more happens.
Not just a walkway. It was two walls. I took construction paper and
cut out the letters
and did 11x8 size letters and put them all the way around two walls and said, pray more happens.
Here it is 40 years later, and I still remember that was the start of, you know, of our life.
Oh, I was desperate to see God's word. I don't know I'm not sure how the Jewish people had it on their foreheads and that they might remember. Mm-hmm. I would sit in the bathroom and get a permanent marker
and
write the word of God across the, so, you know, because you're going to sit in the throne room at some point. So while I'm there, I'm reading scriptures or I have written them in permanent, but I am going to see God's word.
Yes.
You have got to have it in order to survive. Mm-hmm. There's something in our relationship where Kenny could say something like, man, I wish I could make a peanut butter sandwich. And I would get upset with me because I am the one responsible for getting that food from the grocery store into the house. There's no peanut butter here. So now I'm upset because he brought it up and I'm mad at him. And I would literally get mad at him for things like that. And he wouldn't know why I'm upset. And then God gave me the scripture, love is not easily offended. Love is not easily offended.
Mm-hmm.
So when he would say things that would upset me like that, and I would have to open my mouth and physically say out loud, love is not easily offended. Mm-hmm. And I had to keep saying that because God's word creates.
Yes, it does.
Okay, let me chat about that again. So here we are. We're singers. We're songwriters. And in doing so, I was writing about Ephesians 5. And it starts off with, I give myself to you as unto the Lord. For you are head of me as Christ is the church. As Christ is Savior of the body, so am I, so are you to me. And then I said, Lord, I'm not subjecting myself to him as I do to you. You know, I'm not living that. And since I'm not going to sing that. I can't write that. And he said, no, sing it. So in my singing, Ephesians 5, it became a part of me. Mm-hmm. See, we tend to look at the Bible and we say, do this, do that, line up with this. Your flesh wants absolutely nothing to do with the word of God. According to scripture, it's an enmity with the spirit.
It has no intention
of wanting to line up. So in reading it and meditating on it, and that was singing it, that's the same as meditating on it. In meditating on it and singing it, it grew from the inside out. Mm-hmm. No, I could not read it and start living it. But if I was to get it on the inside of me in my spirit and allow my spirit to lead me, then I could live it.
And on the other hand, with me, you know, being selfish as I am, you know, self-serving and, you know, that kind of nature
I have. So self-centered as you could be, as you are.
Okay.
Could be.
I'm not like that anymore. I'm born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Speak to me, new man. Go ahead.
Okay. But, you know, I read this in Corinthians 13, the love chapter, right? And it said, loves prefer the happiness of another above itself. I said, wait a minute. I love me. I love me better than I love myself. But he said, no, I'm not talking about you. No matter what she does, because you had did something, I was really upset with you about it. And he told me this. He said, love prefers the happiness of another above itself. And when I began to meditate on that, it gave me a whole new focus on love.
Amen. And that's what God does. He gives you a new perspective on what we've been raised in, which was wrong. And we start looking at him and not ourselves and looking
to
him. Amen. So we bless God tonight and we pray that you will be staying in perfect peace as your mind is stayed on him. And just like that, the Night Watch comes to an end. We would love to hear from you at nightwatchmen89.9@gmail.com. You can also support this ministry through Cash App or hashtag Pastors Mac. That's Pastors M-A-C. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes in the morning. To listen again to this program, look for us in the archives at WCNO.com.